Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Yes, news of a silent key. Dale McCarthy, VK4DMC, VK4SIX. Dale, Victor Kilo 4, Delta Mike Charlie went silent key in Cairns just after midnight, Tuesday the 18th of February. Dale was a long-time member of the WIA, the Cairns Amateur Radio Club, the Townsville Amateur Radio Club, and was a foundation member of the Tablelands Radio and Electronics Club. Dale was very active for years in 6-metre DX, establishing a number of distance records, and was a nominated assessor for both the WIA exam service and the AMC AR exam service. Dale had served in South Vietnam, with one Australian field hospital based at Vang Tau, as triage intensive care medic after doing his basic training at Singleton. 1734666 his service number, Vampire his unit radio call. Dale's interest in two-way communication started with this army service. One of his duties while he was there was to monitor two-way communication between dust-off helicopters at the 1st Australian Field Hospital Triage Centre, listening at the dust-off pad known as Vampire, waiting for the call, Vampire, this is dust-off 7 incoming, your location, 1KIA, 2WIA on board. Then he would activate the emergency sirens to call staff down to triage. During this time, Dale found it interesting listening to fire support missions being conducted by the US Air Force. Maybe not quite as high as 50 megs, but certainly around that 35 meg call channel. On return to Australia, Dale was based in Darwin, where he travelled extensively around the Northern Territory on military recces. He assisted the Army signaller, setting up HF radio, where they'd listen to Melbourne footy on Radio Australia wherever they camped. On honourable discharge from the Army, Dale joined the Cairns Fire Brigade, where part of his duties was working in the communications room, responding to 000 fire calls. At the start of the CB boom in the mid-70s, a group of fireys started using 27 MHz radio locally. When they applied for their licences to operate, there was a hold-up in Canberra. The local radio inspector at the time said simply, "Use the initials of your name." So, therefore, Dale's first legal call sign was DMC. His interest quickly developed in amateur radio. He studied and sat for his novice licence in 1978, and Dale's interest developed into contesting emergency communication and DXing. He was appointed the Far North Queensland District CREST Coordinator and was involved in several emergencies in the Cape York District, including one CB operator suffering a heart attack whilst camping at the Jardine River, and one memorable occasion when Bill Jessup, Victor Kilo 4, Fox Echo Tango, cut his head so badly with a chainsaw that it was touch and go, but Dale coordinated the ambulance to collect him. Dale holds the Australian 2-metre VKZL SSB distance record in combination with ZL1CN. Recently, Dale had started experimenting with DMR. In fact, my first and only DMR experience was a contact using WIA Director VK4JJW's rig with Dale some 12 months back. It was a longer contact than when I lived across the sand dunes from Dale at Vang Tau. Dale's funeral service will be held at the Cemetery Chapel, Atherton, 10 a.m. Tuesday, Feb 25. Vale, Dale McCarthy, Victor Kilo 4, Delta Mike Charlie, VK4SIX, Silent Key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
This is Dougal, VK4EKA. See the setup of the Darling Downs Radio Club Inc. webpage with the new service provider. Terry, VK4KTP, and Sharon, VK4FSRB, have been organising this, and at 7 p.m. on Monday the 24th February, at the community meeting rooms above the Toowoomba Regional Council Library, Sharon will show us the progress. Access from Victoria Street. This is Dougal, VK4EKA, for DDRCI.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Burdekin, Charters Towers, Townsville and Hinchinbrook regions, it can be heard on the VK4RAT Townsville VHF repeater 146.7 MHz, immediately following the 9 a.m. transmission of the WIA National News every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club retransmit team, I'm Gavin, VK4ZZ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. One of the things that many of us find really challenging is standing up and giving a speech or presentation. Most of us have been through the experience of being microphone shy when we've been new to amateur radio. Speaking to a group in the form of talking to a motion or giving a lecture to our club can seem like a big hill to climb for many of us. Yet we readily share details over the air, but doing it face-to-face is the challenge. When I was at school, one of my teachers decided that I could give a vote of thanks to the guest speaker at our monthly special assembly. I didn't know what to say or how to say it, and what came out was a mess of words which brought about unintended laughter, much to my embarrassment. So ended my public speaking career, at least for primary school. As I settled into high school, my English teacher performed a military volunteer selection of you, and you type, and I found myself preparing a short speech for an after-class talk-off. Sort of pimply-faced reality TV before we even had colour TVs. As it was a form of homework, I felt obliged to take part, but I knew which of my classmates was the winner. Well, I got that wrong, didn't I? I was off to represent my school in zone finals and then the state finals in this competition. What little tricks I picked up along the way have helped me when I've had to stand up in front of a few people or an auditorium? One, be yourself. I'm not a humorous person who can spin a good story or do a stand-up routine in front of an audience, yet I can get a message across. Know what you're talking about. People get turned off when the person up front rambles, and just remember, if we've been invited to talk, people already know. We have knowledge to share with them. Find a person in front of you that is responsive. Even find several people who are clearly listening and talk to them. You can find the pace of speaking by seeing how quickly they respond. This can be a big help in a large hall when sound can get absorbed and reflected around the room. When you find those people who are responding, do what you do one to one. Look them in the eye. Hold their attention without making it appear rude. Remember rule one? Be yourself. If you can be funny, tell a joke to illustrate the point, because your enthusiasm for your subject will carry the audience with you. There you have it. Simple rules for giving a presentation or speech. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.